Welcome to the Tradeswomen Australia podcast series that promotes women in trades. Here you'll hear stories of success and ambition from some of the industry's most inspirational women.
I'd like to go into a trade, and that's fancy cabinet making, where you get to look at what you started with and then make something really cool out of it.
Today I'm speaking with Laura, a cabinet maker by trade. Laura has recently started up her own business and has plenty of wisdom to share with us.
Hi, I'm Laura and I'm a cabinet maker by trade. I've recently started my own business called LT Lady Tradie, where I make furniture for people, do kitchen renos, bathroom renos, laundry renos, and maintenance around the house for people.
And can you please explain what is cabinet making?
Cabinet making can be described in lots of different ways. At first, I always thought it was like furniture making. You make a chair or you make a table, but it's actually, you make kitchen cupboards, you make bathroom cupboards, but it's not just defined purely in that. You don't have to work with just melamine all the time. You can actually make kitchen cupboards out of wood it's basically building cabinetry for someone's house, whether it's simple as a wardrobe, simple as shelves going into a cupboard, or it could be a full-on kitchen.
And what do you love most about cabinet making?
The end product and watching the client's faces go, wow, we went from a disaster zone to this. It's really exciting when they come and go, we're done, we're finished.
Why did you decide to start a cabinet making apprenticeship?
I did woodwork at school and loved to work with my hands, so decided that I'd like to go into a trade, and that turned out to be cabinet making, where you get to look at what you started with and then make something really cool out of it.
Was cabinet making suggested to you as a student, or was it something that you pursued yourself?
I did woodwork as a class, but it wasn't really promoted as such. It was just an elective I could do, so I decided to do that, being the only girl pretty much in the class from year 7 onwards. I was basically the only girl in the class, but still kept going with it because I enjoyed it.
Why do you think you were the only girl that did woodwork?
Girls don't really feel like that's what they should be doing. It's always promoted that girls should be nurses or working in restaurants and things like that. But being a trade, it's not really, promoted to women to actually do it. And so they're so discouraged to do it unless they actually see someone else do it. Because everyone I tell, they all go, oh, that's really cool. I never really thought about doing that.
Did you win any awards during your apprenticeship?
I tried to get into World Skills, and that was really good learning curve of how to do things under pressure. So didn't really win anything, but it was still a good learning experience for me.
What is World Skills?
World Skills is a competition that they created for apprentices to enter into, and they give you a project, and then you have to build it under a strict time frame, and you have to make exactly what they've told you using the diagrams that they've given you and come up with the best version of it that you possibly can.
That sounds like a fantastic opportunity. Could you walk us through a day in your shoes as a cabinet maker?
Wake up, have brekkie, have a morning coffee because everyone has coffee, and then check over my diary, make sure I haven't missed anything that I'm supposed to be doing for the day, work out what tools I need, load up the ute with all the tools, go out to the job. Say if I'm doing a handyman work, I go out there and chat to the client first, make sure that we're all on the same page as to what they want done for the day, do the work, then come home, unload the ute, make sure I've ticked everything off of my diary of my list of things to do for the day, and then get ready for the next job for the next day.
How long have you had your business for, and what have you learnt along the way?
It really started in June, but I was sort of doing market research in October last year. I started to see, put feelers out there to see if I could find some work, see if there's a market for me. And by doing that, I discovered many things I didn't know, which was bookkeeping being one of them. Then I realised how there's a lot of work involved in keeping control of all your books and making sure that money's coming in, money's going out, and you've actually got the money to support the business. I found that really hard. So going back in time, probably tell myself in the very beginning, organise that.
And would you like to see more women in the trade?
I'd love to see more women in the trade, especially one day I'm hoping to hire people into my business. And being a lady tradie, they have to be girls, not to be sexist, but that's just what my business is made of, is basically some girls are actually just more comfortable with having other women work for them. So, and I found in my business that a lot of women who meet me actually don't just want me to do the work anymore. They actually want to learn off me as well. And so that just shows that a lot of women actually do want to do a trade. They just don't see enough of it to really feel comfortable doing it. It's like, oh, I didn't know we could do this. And it's like, well, why not? Well, because it wasn't advertised. Well, maybe it should be.
Obviously, that is a really good suggestion to get more women into trades. Do you have any other suggestions?
Well, let them try it. Not just advertise it because girls will go, oh, well, they're just trying to be feminist. Not really. You need to actually show them what they can do. Because someone like me, who's always been around a dad who does work with his hands out in the shed, that's normal for me. Whereas other people, they don't have a dad who does it. They don't have a mum who does it. They don't have anyone really around them that'll actually do it, so they don't even know what it is.
What advice do you have for someone who might be wanting to be a cabinet maker?
Trial work experience. Go in and see what actually working in a trade place actually is. Ask around and see whether any of the places will actually just let you just jump in for maybe a week or so. The other choice is you go to Bunnings and use their little, whatever their little trade show and tell things are, and they let you try a trade basically. You can try it out. Other than that, pick up some basic hand tools and give it a go at home. Watch some YouTube clips.
Are there any proud moments you've had along the way that you would like to share?
Yeah, when I did my final project in my apprenticeship, I had to build a bathroom cabinet, and by the time they all finished and looking at all of it done, installed and everything, and the fact that I built the whole thing and installed it by myself, I was pretty excited. It looked awesome, and I'm like, I can do this. It's all good.
Do you have any words of wisdom for those starting their own business?
Do your homework. Actually make sure that there is a market for you. A lot of businesses fail because they haven't done their background checks and making sure that it actually works. Make sure that you've got all the tools ready to actually start it. Start regularly clocking, writing in a logbook basically about your travelling and learn to do that. Make sure at the end of every day actually write in a book what you spent, how long you spent on each job. Yeah, that's probably about it.
And you hinted earlier that you would hire more women. What would you look for in your ideal job applicant?
They have to be as creative as I am. Have to, I don't know, complement what I do as well. So they sort of need to be able to look outside the box, basically, and come up with different ideas, not just go along with what I say. I sort of need to bounce ideas off them. And other than that, they need to be a hard worker, deal with the long hours because they are very long hours at the beginning.
And you're part of a pretty cool Geelong group. Do you want to tell us what they're all about and what they're called?
So probably 3 years ago now, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, we started a group called Geelong Women's in Trade. I was actually lucky enough to be there when we first had our very first meeting at the Gordon in East Geelong. And basically we're there to represent women in a trade and promote the fact that women can do a trade, not just men, but we're not discriminating against the guys. We all work with the guys. We respect them as much as they learn to respect us. And now we're going to Cambodia to represent all the women in Geelong, basically, and build a house.
That's pretty cool. Can you get into more detail about the Cambodia trip?
So it's a volunteer kind of project that we opted for, and we've been raising money to go over there and meet the people over there and build a house for the less fortunate people. And, yeah, it's basically a team exercise between all of us girls because we're all from different trades. We've got a couple of cabinet makers, a couple of sparkies and painters and, yeah.
Tradeswomen Australia is very excited to be part of this trip and helping out with all the organising. When does the flight leave, Laura?
Well, our flight leaves on Thursday night and we're going to stop over in Bangkok and then spend the day there and then get on another plane and fly to the en route.
And if you would like to follow the trip, please like our Facebook page. We'll be keeping you up to date with stories. Before we finish up, Laura, is there any final words of wisdom that you would like to pass on to our listeners?
Don't be afraid to try. You can try and you fail, but at least you tried. It's better than going, what if?
How can listeners find out more about your business?
Mostly I'm on Facebook. If you just look up Lady Trady, you'll find me. It's pretty easy. I think I'm basically the only one that's on there. There's a website going to go up eventually, and so the website is coming eventually, so I get there. Aside from that, look out for brochures and flyers out on notice boards because they're coming now too.
And Laura, how can listeners get in touch with you?
Thanks for listening. If you need to contact me, please feel free to contact Trades Women Australia and I'll get back to you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Laura. Really appreciate it. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. Please stick around for some special show notes. Thank you for listening. Today's show is brought to you by the Federal Department of Education and Training, Real Skills for Real Careers. To find out more about how to start your career, visit www.myskills.gov.au. You can also visit the Tradeswomen Australia website or check out our Facebook page. Thanks again for listening, and if you have enjoyed our show, please leave us a 5-star rating.